I'm speaking with Althea Rizzo, and she is with the Oregon Emergency Management Department. And Althea, good day to you.
Happy to be here.
So not too long ago, Northern California had a very sizable earthquake, and it sent out tsunami warnings along the coastline, and really caused a lot of consternation here in Western Lane County, although the emergency alerts to tsunami warnings only went as far as Douglas County. And we got a lot of phone calls here at the radio station. Tell me a little bit about what people should know when it comes to those kind of alerts, because they were getting lane alerts, and we had people pulling children out of school. We had businesses closing here, and we were actually out of the tsunami danger zone. Tell me a little bit about how that works and what people need to know when they get an alert like that.
Yeah, so the event of December 5th, the earthquake that was off of Northern California, was a little bit of a different kind of a scenario, which is why there's a lot of different reactions to it. Normally we talk about Cascadia earthquakes, you know, a local tsunami, and we tell people that the earthquake is your only warning. And then we get distant tsunamis, which, you know, from Alaska or from Japan, like in 2011, where there's many, many hours before it gets here, and we're not dealing with the earthquake, so people just basically need to move away from the water. This earthquake was so close to the shore, and the time, So this earthquake was so close to the coastline that, and the magnitude of the earthquake was enough that it could have caused a tsunami. So in abundance of caution, the National Tsunami Warning Center put it immediately into a warning, which is what we want them to do if the possibility of a tsunami happens. And the first thing that I want folks to know is that, you know, we do get tsunamis here in Oregon. It seems like we have a tsunami event almost every year. Usually they are not impactful. But, you know, we saw in 2011, as we saw in 1964, we can get very damaging tsunami waves, even from clear across the Pacific Ocean. So one of the second thing I would say is, you know if you're in the zone. There's a number of different websites that people can go to find out if they are even in the evacuation zone, because we don't want people, you know, leaving safety to go into a danger area to do something. So we want to make sure that people know if they're in or out of the zone. And we really recommend that people look online. There's a website called NANOOS, that's N-A-N-O-O-S, that they can go and they can type in their address and find out if they are in fact in the evacuation zone. This event had a very short notice, and we want people to be able to react quickly to these kinds of events.
So I wonder too, I mean, like you said, you know, we do have a delay there because it was so far, at least from where we are in Lane County. But yet there seemed to be a lot of maybe undue panic here in our area when we're a little farther north of that. I guess the NANOOS is a good way to do it. But what other things are there to kind of avoid a panic when, you know, when it's not really that close to your area and people are getting the alerts thinking it's affecting us now immediately?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And the answer to that is going to be a little bit different depending on where you are, because your county might have some resources that other counties don't have. But your first place might be to look at the tsunami.org website. This is the National Tsunami Warning Center's website, and it will tell you where those warnings are. And so we can also be sending out alerts through like the OrAlert system. And it just kind of goes back to, you know, people finding out and being prepared sorry.
Okay.
So it kind of goes back to, individuals need to have this information ahead of time so that they know if they're in the inundation zone so that they don't panic when they don't necessarily need to. The other thing to remember is if this is Cascadia and they really do need to react really, really fastly, really, really fastly. So if this is Cascadia and they do need to react fast, they will feel the earthquake. They will know that it is Cascadia. And that is when we want people to not go look for additional information. If you feel the ground shake and you're over on the coast and you know you're in the inundation zone, you need to evacuate by foot as quickly as possible. If you're starting to get notices on your phone, or Aunt Martha calls you from Ohio and says, I hear you're having a tsunami, that's when you have time to go look for more information. And having that knowledge ahead of time can help prevent that panic because, we all watch the movies where the tsunamis overtop the Golden Gate Bridge, which, while I love that movie, that's not really realistic. And so people arming themselves with knowledge ahead of time, practicing their evacuation routes is a really good way of being able to react quickly and calmly when something like this does happen.
When tell me a little bit about, can you give us a little bit a different example of the two types of fault lines that affect, and which one is more along the western coast of Oregon? You've got what ones that slide and then ones that kind of go up and down.
Right. So what we have off of our coast is what's called the Cascadia subduction zone. And this is where we have one tectonic plate, the Juan de Fuca plate, diving underneath the North American plate. And what can happen during the earthquake is what can happen over the earthquake is over time, that area kind of gets locked, and the North American plate actually kind of pushes upward. And when the earthquake happens, all of that is released. And so the North American plate will sort of relax out, and that pushes the water column up. And that's what causes the large tsunamis. What happened on December 5th is what's called a strike slip earthquake. And that's where we have two faults moving past each other. One's moving one way, and one is moving the other way. And those generally do not cause tsunamis unless, for instance, they cause an underwater earthquake. I'm sorry, unless they cause an underwater landslide, and the landslide can cause a tsunami. So, for the most part, we worry about Cascadia. The area where the December 5th earthquake happened is it's a very seismically active area, and we do get earthquakes out there all the time. This was just a very large earthquake close to the shore, and so that's why the warning was sent out is out of an abundance of caution because we wanted to give people time to at least get away from the water.
Are there anomalies off the coast that make one area more protected against tsunami than others? I had heard at times there were different things that ridges out there that could make it a little bit less impactful in some areas, or is everybody pretty much in the same amount of danger when that comes, if that were to
So
come?
if we're, yeah. So if we're looking at the Cascadia subduction zone, the Oregon coast is pretty exposed equally up and down the coast. We do have some areas that where the continental shelf is a little bit longer and wider, which increases the friction at the bottom of the tsunami, and that can kind of slow it down. So those areas with a longer continental shelf might have lower size tsunami waves. But we're so close to the subduction zone, and we have no real structures that could impede it. Sort of off the California-Oregon border, running basically due west, is a ridge that can impact tsunamis if they're coming from a distance. And what it can do is it can channel that energy into the coastline, or it could channel the energy away from the coastline, just depending on the angle of that the tsunami is hitting it. But for the most part, Oregon is pretty much equally exposed from north to south. For instance, Washington County has sort of their inner coast. I mean, sorry, up in Washington State, they have their inner coast and they have their outer coast. So their outer coast is much like Oregon, where we're sort of all equally exposed to the Cascadia tsunami. The inner coast is what they call the Puget Sound, and that area where there's a little bit more protection from the tsunami.
Can you talk a little bit about back in several years ago, before the whole talk about the giant earthquake, the 9.0 that could possibly hit, when the New York Times and everybody reported about that out here, we were doing 2 to 3 days preparation. Talk about the extended period of time that people need to prepare for, and what kind of things will help them in the case of a major catastrophe like a 9.0.
Right. So we know that with the Cascadia subduction zone earthquake and tsunami, this is going to impact the entire Pacific Northwest. And so Northern California, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia, we're all going to be equally affected. And that is going to increase the time to get resources in from the outside, because the same people that we rely on, on a day-to-day to respond when we have, call 911, they are also going to be victims. And so it's going to take time to get systems set up so that external partners can bring resources in, and then we can distribute them out. And so we really recommend that those who can prepare for at least a minimum of 2 weeks of food and water to be able to sort of be on their own if necessary, because it's just simply going to take time to get those resources into this damaged area. If you want to think about how long it took to get into some areas around Hurricane Helene, we're going to have the entire Pacific Northwest in sort of that same situation, where we're all going to be needing help. In some areas, 2 weeks is a minimum. If you are over on the coast, or if you're in a very rural area, you might prepare for a longer period of time. And there are a lot of resources out there to help you get better prepared. OEM has a fairly new program called Be 2 Weeks Ready that people can check out and learn how to, get prepared, talking about food and water and shelter, making connections with your neighbors is, all important things that we need to do ahead of time.
It's interesting that you are, when you articulated that, I'd never really thought about the fact that it's going to affect from Northern California all the way to British Columbia, and that really would cause quite a backup of supplies being able to get to important situations with the many different coastal cities that would rely or need help in that kind of situation. I never really thought about how impactful that could be for a giant earthquake like that.
About it every day.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I guess that's pretty much what I wanted to gain from this interview here, is so that people could have some more resources, people could know how to prepare, people could know where to go to find out more information. And like you said, if you're feeling the shake, it's time to go.
Yes, absolutely. And the best thing that you can do to be prepared is get yourself some more knowledge. If you are outside of the evacuation zone, we don't want you, trying to evacuate and getting injured, because this is what we sometimes see, is that people evacuate when they don't need to, they're driving too fast, and they get into injury accident. There was a number of injury accidents on December 5th down in California. And I know in 2011, we also had injury accidents up here in Oregon from people trying to evacuate when they really, really did not need to. So knowledge here is really key. Know if you're in the zone. If you're outside of the zone, partner with people who are in the zone so that they know that they can come to your house and, wait for the tsunami to clear if necessary.
And not only that, if people are trying to evacuate that don't need to, that puts more cars on the road for those that really do need to evacuate.
People should not be evacuating in their cars to
Yeah.
begin with, because you don't have time to get in your car and make it a small way before you hit a roadblock, because if it's Cascadia, you're not going to be able to drive very far.
That's true.
That's why a lot of folks have bicycles or carts if they need to haul things or kids or pets. So there's a lot of things that you can do to keep yourself safe that doesn't involve hopping into your car and trying to evacuate during a tsunami warning.
I just real quickly, if you could give me the couple websites again so that people can have that, write that information down, the Nanos and
So Nanos,
yeah.
yeah, that's Nanoos. If you just Google that, you can find it. And then you can go to the OEM website. I think that Aaron is going to give you those websites, and you can put those links into the link to your article.
All right. Althea Rizzo, thank you so much for the information. It's always good to get some clarity when things like this happen because it just kind of, helps us to remember that this is a possibility for our area. So we need to be prepared. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Next up on Our Town, the next hour, we'll talk with Megan Messmer and Bettina Hannigan on the January edition of Our Town.